FX's miniseries Shogun is set at the start of the 1600s, just before what's known as the Edo period in Japan. All of the Japanese characters are played by Japanese actors, and a significant number of crew members are also Japanese, all this unprecedented for a U.S. production. Hiroyuki Sanada plays the lead role of Yoshi Toranaga. He's a powerful general, or busho. At the start of the story, Toranaga's enemies in Osaka outnumber him, and he's isolated, but he flips the situation thanks in part to a freshly arrived British sailor. Here's an exchange from their first encounter. A Christian woman, Lady Mariko, played by Anna Sawai, interprets.
My master says you should not war against the Portuguese in Japan. You are outnumbered, it is hopeless.
Unless I win.
Sanada, who is also a producer of the miniseries, spoke with me earlier about the character he played and how he helped shape the show.
My role has a real model in the history, Ieyasu Tokugawa. And I thought, this is a very important story to tell to the world, especially for now. He created the peaceful era after the war period.
What about him, though, do you admire? Do you like?
A very complicated, but very strategist, mysterious, powerful, but also family man. Those kind of humanity is very interesting for me.
Yeah, and you definitely channeled that in your character in the production, Yoshi Toranaga. I mean, because you never know in watching this series what he's thinking, who he's thinking about, what his plans are, but he played it close to the vest.
And he has a strong mind, never give up, even in a hard situation.
Now, the earlier series made in 1980 that centered around the British sailor, John Blackthorne, and the viewer, just like Blackthorne, could barely make out what the Japanese characters were saying since they were largely untranslated, no subtitles. Why did you want to do things differently this time around?
Because time has changed. At that time, no one knows about Japan. But this time, in the script, we put more Japanese lenses and then show more detail about our culture deeply.
And seeing it through Japanese lenses, I mean, that's exactly why you were brought on to be a producer, not just an actor on this. You wanted to make sure the authenticity was perfect.
Yeah, I could bring Japanese crew on set. They are all specialists for the samurai movie or TV making, including wig, costume, master of gesture.
But I could totally picture you in full combat gear as a producer supervising the acting at other scenes. I mean, you're the main character. You're an intimidating character in combat gear supervising actors.
No stress. Sometimes watching the monitor with the full armor and then some young actors doing great job, and everyone, producers, director, said, yes, this is it. You know, at that moment, I felt so happy. Yes, this is it. And then feel like a parent. So I was happy more than somebody approached my performance.
Like, you want to be a producer again? You want to just keep producing? Is that how much fun it was for you?
If involving our historical or culture, maybe I want to do again. But if not, just enjoy the performance as an actor.
I want to play a scene in the first episode where John Blackthorne is being brought to Toranaga and a Spanish sailor tells him to look out toward the port of Osaka.
And tell me, when you set eyes on Osaka, if you really think our world is the hilt of civilization... And then ask yourself, what kind of man wields power in a land like this? The one who schemes in the open? Or the one you never see?
One of the things that I found interesting as I was watching the rest of the series is that at first, both consider themselves savages. Blackthorne considers the Japanese savages. The Japanese consider him a savage. It's like they both see each other under this preconception that slowly, gradually gets broken down.
But once start learning each other, respect each other, you know, we can share everything. Cosmo and I, Blackthorn and Tranaga, little by little, they're, you know, going to closer and closer. But it was so natural, very organic on set.
Yeah, and we're talking 17th century Japan, right? I mean, so the Japanese that you're speaking is not Japanese that would be spoken that much today, right?
Totally different, like a Shakespeare English. Thou and thy. So that's why it's hard to young actors who has no experience with samurai drama, including Mariko. It was her first experience for playing the samurai period. So it's so hard to them. But I taught them, you know, intonation, phrasing, rhythm, tone.
What sorts of values from 17th century Japan are you hoping that this series will impart to viewers who maybe are less familiar with Japanese culture?
We have own culture, you know, special culture, how to fight, how to live, what's the loyalty, what's the sacrifice, what the rule at that time, and then what was the, you know, entertainment at that time, like no theater, you know, those kind of things are very fresh. So it's a classical drama, but we can use something in the real life if we feel something.
That's Hiroyuki Sanada, lead actor and producer of the FX miniseries Shogun. The 10th and last episode is out today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.